Hallelujah. 2 Thessalonians chapter 1 from verse 1. This is the way he put it. Paul is talking to the saints. I want us to take from the greetings. Paul and Silvanus and Timotheus. It was three of them that were sending that message to the church in Thessalonica. He said, unto the church of the Thessalonians in God, our Father, and the Lord Jesus Christ. Grace unto you and peace from God, our Father, and the Lord Jesus Christ. We are bound to thank God always for you. And remember, the letter to the Thessalonians, as we see, is a letter to the bride of Jesus Christ. We are bound to thank God always for you, brethren, as it is meet, necessary. Because that your faith groweth exceedingly, and the charity of every one of you all towards each other aboundeth. So that we ourselves glory in you, in the churches of God, for your patience and faith. We glory for your patience and faith in all your persecutions and tribulations that you endure. I want to stress this. Apostle Paul is looking at the church in Thessalonica, and he is recognizing the sufferings they have been going through, the persecution they have been going through. But he was recognizing their patience and their faith. Despite all the persecutions and despite all the tribulations, they were enduring. Verse 5, which is a manifest token. I was meditating on this letter and something inside of me was just getting excited. Which is a manifest token of the righteous judgment of God, that you may be counted worthy of the kingdom of God, for which you also suffer. Seeing it is a righteous thing with God to recompense tribulation to them that trouble you. And to you who are troubled, rest with us when the Lord Jesus shall be revealed from heaven with his mighty angels. That is our assurance. That is our hope. In flaming fire, taking vengeance on them that know not God and that obey not the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ, who shall be punished with everlasting destruction from the presence of the Lord and from the glory of his power, when he shall come to be glorified in his saints and to be admired in all them that believe, because our testimony among you was believed in that day. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Philippians chapter 1, verse 28, 29, and 30. The same Apostle Paul, again, he made a very striking statement that caught my attention. He said, and in nothing terrified, don't be afraid of your adversaries, which is to them an evident token of perdition. But to you, it is for what? Of salvation, and that of God. For unto you, it is given in the behalf of Christ. Not only to believe on him, but also to suffer for his sake. I read that verse again. For unto you, he said, this suffering is a token. What is a token? A token is something for remembrance. It's a sign that reminds you of something. The suffering you go through as a Christian is a token, for one day we will remember it as the reason why we are crowned. Oh, glory be to God. Hallelujah. Let's read that verse 29 again. Hallelujah. For unto you, the believers, it is given in the behalf of Christ, not only to believe on him, but also to suffer for his sake. And verse 30, having the same conflict which you saw in me are now here to be in me. Why is Israel suffering all that they suffer? All because they are God's chosen people, nothing more. And that suffering that they suffer for God's sake. They are hated for God's sake. It's a token. Hallelujah. For that is what God sees and sees reason to glorify himself in you. Therefore, you cannot, because of suffering, deny Christ. You are losing your token. Oh, glory be to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We are ordained to suffer. We are ordained to suffer. Apostle Paul said, all that shall live godly in Christ shall compulsory suffer persecution. And please, this persecution, they come in various ways. Some of them is physical challenge. Some is demonic afflictions. Demonic afflictions. Nobody can just go and attack Brother Cosmos Maduka. I hope you know that. Because he's connected enough physically. He's connected now. One phone call, he will call IG. They will not send DPO, they will send Commissioner of Police. So the best thing now is his factory finished. Just like that, his factory with goods worth billions of naira. Billions of naira burnt down. Another job. Burnt down. I met one of the deputy commissioner of police, in fact, the present deputy commissioner of police. Lagos State here. I was talking with him. And we got to discuss, we talk about Cosmos Maduka. He said he was the area commander. That they phoned him that there was fire, that said he went. He said for 3 days fire was burning, they could not stop it. He said he stood there. He said he saw the man just came and followed his hands. I was looking. And then entered his car. I went away. It's a persecution. There was no reason for it. Woke up and everything burnt down. Push him, say you'll be Christian. Say you'll be Christian. We trust all men. We trust all men. With a business associate. And he went and said he will stand shorty for him. Don't worry. Let's help them. Are we not Christian? Let's help them. Without signing anything, because his word alone, he collects loan without, without collateral. Yes. He said that man, everywhere they went to get shorty, he said they turned down. Managing director of bank turned down. This one turned down. He said this man, lie. Somebody brought him to me. He went back to the MD, said help him, help the young man, help him. They gave him money, 16 billion naira, at the word of Brother Cosmo. Give him. Amen. And then the man, 419. And this man, our brother, was part of the owners of the bank. He owned 25% of the bank. And they had to call him, quickly, please. Sign, because if not, the bank will collapse. He said, sign that you are the one that guaranteed. Because it was with mouth. He can as well come and stand and say, where? Show me paper where I guarantee. Mona Chess, go collect your money. He said, all his management said, no, you must, no, I beg. Don't sign, no, don't sign that you are the one that guaranteed. Don't sign. He said, everybody was in, don't sign. And he said, this is temptation. This is a test of my Christian integrity. Anywhere I go, I place Jesus here. Now, proof that you're a Christian. He sneaked there and went to say, bring the paper. He said, yes, I guaranteed that money that is lost. That means you have to pay back now. And you heard what he said. He said, when he got back home, he said he was jumping as he entered his house. He shouted his wife. He said, I have won. I have won. I have won. And his wife said, what happened? You win waiting. He said, I have signed it. The wife said, hey, we are finished. He said, no. It was a temptation. A trial of his Christian faith. Is he not the one that said they should give? Now sign. And since he didn't have money to pay, they used all his shares in the bank, sold it. And now, to the last kobo, he lost it in the bank. Why? His persecution is to break him down. To make it look as if this Jesus you are serving is in vain. It's not in vain. What he has gone through, going in the face to stand for truth and his integrity, to defend the name of the Lord that is known by, is a token for his crown that is waiting for him over there. Oh, glory be to God. Blessed be the name of the Lord. I see people who will call me because they are looking for excuse. Pastor, see where I am walking. I am walking where I'm selling. Where I'm selling, I bear the sell. Pastor, should I resign? Now me go tell you to resign, Abby. Every one of you that called me, did I tell you to resign? I'll say, no, go ahead. Go ahead, because you think you are smarter. Then when you come out, then you come and meet me, Pastor. Since you tell me, say, make I come out, I come out. No work. Now you say, make I come out. No work. No work. Everybody, you will earn your token. Hallelujah. You will earn your token. Because we are called overcomers. What did you overcome? That will entitle you to a crown of righteousness. To that cloth. That white cloth that we see. Hallelujah. In Revelation chapter 19. With fine linen. Blessed be the name of the Lord. So that you understand Hebrews chapter 12. Let's read it, verse 1 to 4. Wherefore, see, we also are compassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses. Let us lay aside every weight and the sin which does so easily beset us. And let us run with patience the race that is set before us. The patience of the saints. Verse 2. See who we are to look unto. See who we are to look unto. Who? Looking unto who? Jesus. Who is he? The author and finisher of our faith. We like to quote that scripture. Jesus is the author and finisher of our faith. You stop there. Continue. Who? For the joy. That is where we are going. That was set before him, endured the cross, despising the shame, and he set down his reward. We are the right hand of the throne of God. Listen, church. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Verse 2 again. See what he did in verse 2 again. He said, what did he do? It was for the joy that was set before him. That is a revelation of what is ahead of you. When you set your eyes on what is ahead of you, you will despise, you will endure the suffering. Enjoy it. And remember, the old rugged cross is an emblem of suffering and shame. He refused to despise the shame. Praise the Lord. And it became a token for him. Verse 3. For consider him that endured such contradiction of sinners against himself, lest you be wearied and faint in your minds. You have not yet resisted unto blood, striving against sin. You have not yet resisted unto blood. All of you listening to me now, nobody, none of us here, they have not hung any of us. They have not fired any of us because of the gospel. They have not killed any of us because of the gospel. Therefore, endure. It is your token. Praise the Lord. That same Hebrews chapter 12, verse 25. 25 to 29. See, that you refuse not him that speaketh. And he's going back to the wilderness journey. For if they escape not, who refused him that spake on earth, much more shall not we escape if we turn away from him that speaketh from heaven, whose voice at that time shook the earth. But now he has promised, saying, yet once more I shall not the earth only, you know, I shall shake not the earth only, but also the heavens, the day of the Lord. And this word, yet once more, signifieth the removing of those things that are shaken, as of those things that are made, that those things which cannot be shaken may remain. Hallelujah. Because a time is going to come, the purpose of the shaking that God shakes, so that those who are approved will be made manifest. There are many people that have gone back, and they will say, I am backsliding. You are not backsliding, you are shaking off. Backsliding from where? The next verse. Hallelujah. Verse 28 again. Verse 28. Wherefore, we, receiving a kingdom which cannot be moved, let us have grace whereby we may serve God acceptably with reverence and godly fear. Why? Verse 29. For our God is a consuming fire. Our God is a consuming fire. None that despise him will miss it. 2 Thessalonians chapter 2. Let's read from verse 13 to verse 17. But we are bound to give thanks always to God for you, brethren, beloved of the Lord. See who we are. Because God has from the beginning chosen you to salvation. This is our own. Many are called, few are choosing. This is how we are choosing. We are choosing to salvation through sanctification, holiness, righteousness, and the belief of the truth. Whereunto he called you by our gospel to the obtaining of the glory of our Lord Jesus. Therefore, brethren, stand fast and hold the traditions which you have been taught, whether by word or our epistle. Now our Lord Jesus Christ himself and God, even our Father, which has loved us and has given us everlasting consolation and good hope through grace, what shall he do? That he should comfort your hearts and establish you in every good word and work. When you see letters that are written by revelated apostles, they carry weight. They write them from their innermost feelings, expression of what they know concerning God's plan for salvation. They go beyond this realm. Their attention is up there. There's something they have caught that makes any other thing a distraction to them. They are focused. Nothing will stop them. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. And that is how we are choosing. You cannot say, I am elect, and you still live a useless Christian life. You cannot say you are elect, you are hoping to go in the rapture, and you are living all this useless life. Today you are up, tomorrow you are down. Today you are up, tomorrow you are down. I'm saying this to wake somebody up. Let's read Hebrews chapter 10. Verse 26 and verse 27. Hear that admonishment from Apostle Paul. It's a warning. You know, I'm so happy because I am sure I am not wasting my time. There are some people that hear me and they respond. And there are some, those of you who refuse to respond, Hallelujah. We hear this word. It will be played on the tape for you on the last day. So you won't say you didn't hear. Let's go to that verse again. For if we sin willfully, because you won't say you don't know, in this church, we have spoken so much against fornication, against worldly dressing, against those stupid things you put on your head, against those nonsense paint you paint to your body, sister, against adultery, against you who they thief your master money, and they come put them for offering, against all of you who carry drug, carry cocaine, against all of you that do the nonsense, against lesbians and homosexuals, we told you that the same fire that consumed Sodom and Gomorrah is waiting for you. We told you. We told you. I am the Lord. I change it not. You know now. You know. You know. You know. You know. We have told you that you should not eat until you are pronounced husband and wife. Did we not tell you? But you chop now and you stood at the altar. Any impediment? No impediment. Meanwhile, there's an all-seeing eye watching you, watching you, watching you. Every day, mind that cost you pursue. Watching you, watching you.
There's an all-seeing eye watching.
You will not get time for God to come. You know they come to church not because they find money. Make a rest, I beg. From Monday to Saturday, I beg, I beg, I beg. The only day where I get to rest now Sunday. Go bright now, you go stay now till evening. I beg, 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 I beg. What happened? Brother Rafa from the Savior today, risking your soul for the things that decay. Oh, if today God should call it away, what will you give in exchange for your soul? Oh, what will you give? Oh, what will you give? Hey, what will you give in exchange for your soul? Only today God should call it away. What will you be in exchange for your soul?
As if any of these things we risk our life chasing, we will take it with us when we live here. You see how Apostle Paul said, if our gospel be hidden, it is hidden only to them who the God of this world has blinded. And the God of this world, now mammon God, God of money, that makes you believe. The Bible said money answered all things. So why? You risk your life. Money, 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 money. And you live your life and your agenda from Friday to Friday, from Sunday to Sunday, you have no time for God. You have no time for your spiritual life. You have no time. Prepare yourself for that appointment that every one of us is awaiting, all of us. Death. Every one of us. Death. One day, if the Lord tarries, all of us here, one by one, we will die. Why? See the most stupid thing that can come on a human being. Fallacy, vanity, is never to think that this life is temporary. That every one of us will give account of ourselves to our Maker. To give account simply means there is something that has been committed into your hand you are come to answer for. We are sent to this world for a purpose. How are you fulfilling your own purpose on earth?
Nobody is sent to this earth for the purpose of making money, or building houses, or buying cars. That is never, never. God didn't send us for that purpose here. God sent us here to glorify Him. We are representatives of God here. To show Satan that I have my children here that will stand with me for better, for worse. He is the one that giveth the power to make wealth. Hallelujah. I am not against you making money. I am against you making money so that your soul is risked to the detriment of your soul. You have no part for your soul. That is where I am. Look at our brother Cosmos. He's a billionaire. He is. Hallelujah. He has free entry. He has free entry, according to what he told me, to almost 200 countries on earth. No visa. So when he reaches the airport, he will just give them his passport. They say, how long are you staying, sir? No, just for a meeting now. I'll be off next tomorrow. Bah. Thank you. Hallelujah. Amen. But wherever he is, number one, he put his badge, Jesus. They know him for that badge. He said he used it to declare which side he belongs first, whoever you are. And he will never miss fellowship. A billionaire. Do you know the office he occupies in his church? He told me last week that he has been there for over 20 years serving as a deacon. He's a deacon. I've gone for a meeting in the church and he was among those serving us food. Serving us food. A billionaire. Your own. Because you get at least 200,000 for your account. Amen. Why are you not offering any service in the church here? I was going to ease myself here. There is a particular brother, volunteer. Now he they clean this toilet here. I saw him scrubbing it just as we are doing Sunday school. Scrubbing it. And then you, nothing. Just nothing. Even as you come sit down here, so. Even offering. You left your house, so offering. You spent 5 minutes, you were looking for change. And even with all the money you made, what did you give for a place you belong like this? For the kind of project that is going on? How much have you brought? What is your token? You know, the Bible says, to him that knoweth to do good and doeth it not, to him it is sin. The Bible says so. So let's go back now, verse 26. Let's read on. Hebrews chapter 10. Let's read verse 26 and verse 27. Hebrew, correct, chapter 10, verse 26 and verse 27. Those who have ear to hear, they will hear. If we sin willingly, willfully, after that we have received the knowledge of the truth that we preach in this ministry regularly every day and even preaching now, there remaineth no more sacrifice for sins. What is it that is waiting for you? A certain fearful looking for of judgment and fiery indignation which shall devour the adversaries. Go to verse 37. Go to verse 37, 38 and 39. For yet a little while our consolation, and he that shall come will come and will not tarry, and that is our God, our Christ. Now the just shall live by faith. Listen. But if any man draw back, my soul shall have no pleasure in him. Finally, but we are not of them who draw back unto perdition, but we are of them that believe to the saving of the soul. We will not draw back. That's why Christ said, remember Lot's wife. How can you leave the denomination that you claim you've left? You said that revelation make you leave. That's why I'm very, very careful. Very, very, very careful with people who say they have caught revelation. That's why they come to this church. I will watch you for some time first. Because some of you, you change address because you discover your pastor is a witch. That's why you left. Some of you, it's because your pastor decided that you will not marry that brother. Or you will not marry that sister. That's why you vex, you come out. Some of you, you left because the pastor preached you one day at the altar. That's why you left. And some of you left because the church where you did, you know they prosper. You can't see say somebody where they go bright. People are saying they prosper there. And I make you come. And some of you come here because you they find wife. You see, say fine girls. The church here. Now make you come. And some of you now one team where they pursue you. Now you say make you come for deliverance. And some of you are here for protection because then they see where for anybody where one come, make a join strong tower. I want to see those who are here because they caught a revelation. I want to see those who are here because their eyes of understanding have opened. The way the fellowship here is different. It's different. It's different. And how can you come this far and still go back again to those beggarly elements? That's why Apostle Paul told the Galatians. You're going back to those beggarly elements. These same things that you're supposed to leave behind, you go back to it. It's because you are not here with your heart. You are only here with your leg. If you are here with the heart and the call of Jesus Christ, it's not a call for you to come with leg. It's to come with your heart. And when that heart is anchored, God begins to deal with you in a special way. That is why he said, come out of her, my people. The whole of the book of Revelation chapter 18 and chapter 19 is only one message. It is the destruction of Babylon. And the voice of God calling his children, come out of that system. And the Antichrist system is the denominational system. And we have proved it beyond everything concerning the scriptures here. And the message is, come out. Come out. Come out of that system. And coming out of that system is not just coming out with leg. It is also coming out with a condition of the heart that positions God to lead you in by a relationship you have with him. Praise the Lord. By a relationship that we have with him. Hebrews chapter 3, read it. Hebrews chapter 3, verse 7. Hallelujah. Wherefore, as the Holy Ghost said, today, if you will hear his voice, and that voice is the voice, is the shout, is the midnight cry, it is the voice of restoration. It is the voice crying and shouting, come out of her. It is that voice you are hearing now, exposing the Antichrist and his system to enable you have time to come out, come out, come out, come out of sin, a life of carnalities and everything else. You say God call you, and all you want to do with the call of God is how much you will make inside. How much you make, how much. When they come to me, when they come to me, some run. I want to subject my ministry to you, Pastor. I want to submit under you. Submit under me. Me who I submit under. Where they come submit under me? Oh, that denominational hangover. That is how they behave in Babylon. It's a Babylonian tradition. We have left Babylon. You're my brother, you're my sister. If you think I have a grace you can benefit from, you don't have to subject yourself to me. I know what you mean. You'll be sending your offering, your tithe and everything to me, Abby. Then I will call you the son of the prophet. That is how they behave in Babylon. It's a Babylonian spirit. No true love exhibited anymore. Nobody comes close to you except there is something to gain from you. In the church. So in the church, we have class. There are some people that form a ring among themselves. And they call themselves brothers, another group, sisters. Sister of where? You are the same Babylonian spirit. You are the sister of Mary something. How do they call them? Mary. No. For Catholic, Heart of Mary. Sacred Heart Sisters. What is it again? Legion of Mary. Before you can become member, you have to belong to the class. You have to see the kind of clothes they wear. Which kind of business do they do? It's a Babylonian spirit. You have it here. It's true now. Amen. It shouldn't be. He said, wherefore as the Holy Ghost said, verse 7, today if you will hear his voice, harden not your hearts, as in the provocation, in the day of temptation in the wilderness, when your fathers tempted me, proved me, and saw my works 40 years, wherefore I was grieved with that generation and said, they do always err in their heart, and they have not known my ways. So I swear in my wrath, they shall not enter into my rest. Take heed, brethren, lest there be in any of you an evil heart of unbelief in departing from the living God. But exhort one another daily while it is called today. Lest any of you be hardened through the deceitfulness of sin. For we are made partakers of Christ if we hold the beginning of our confidence steadfast unto the end. While it is said, today if you will hear his voice, harden not your hearts as in the provocation. For some, when they had heard, did provoke, howbeit not all that came out of Egypt by Moses, but with whom was he grieved 40 years? Was it not with them that had sinned, whose carcasses fell in the wilderness? And to whom swear he that they should not enter into his rest, but to them that believed not? So we, and so we see that they could not enter in to that rest. Because of what? Because of unbelief. Because of unbelief. And the voice that is speaking now is the end time message. And the denominations turned it down. They want to continue with the Babylonian spirit. But you had a voice of this end time message. Please ask your sister, your brother by yourself, are you in the message? No, ask three people around you. Are you in the message? Are you in the message? Say, come out of her, my people. Come out of, it doesn't matter, gospel. It matters. That thing they told you, it doesn't matter, is what will stop you from entering the rest that is awaiting all of us. When you come to this ministry, it is a restoration ministry. We are part of the attempt of God to restore back this Bible faith. To fulfill the parable in Mark 4 verse 26 down, where the parable of the growing seed. It is planted, the seed begins to grow, and how it grows, the planter doesn't bother to know, but all he notices, it starts with a blade, then the ear, then the full corn, and when the corn, the fruit is brought forth, then the harvest, the owner of the farm quickly takes his sickle, for the harvest has come. And he's talking about the growth of the church. The seed was planted at Pentecost, it died at Nazir, and the midnight cry began with Luther. with Wesley, restoration of the world, until we come where the fruit is formed again through the sharp message of the seventh star messenger to the Laodicean age, which we believe is William Branham. They are arguing, if you say there is another one, bring him, we shall test him by the word. For now we have tested him by the word, and we see him as the star that has led us to the word. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. And then, you know, when you begin to have a group that will not add nor subtract from the word, that will be ruled by the word, that will stand on the foundation of truth, and it is called the present truth. That you be established in the present truth, and the present truth comes by the latter rain. And the latter rain is the revival for the harvest. And that revival starts with these revelational things we are receiving that will position you, because there's going to be a shaking, and only those who are rooted in the word will be able to stand. Brethren, it is scriptural. We're expecting a shaking, and the shaking will continue. Praise the Lord. And only those who have loaded themselves with the word. And that's why I get very worried that people will be in this church and they're not interested in the word. You come to this church, your time when prophets are prophesying. I'm not against prophecy. But I'm telling you that there is more we have than the operation of the gifts in this church. It is the revelation, the word of truth, that is to be established in it. God confirmed to our daddy, Abayomi, that after now that he has baptized, he said, he should now be bathing with the word. And that's why I know that the spirit in him is of God. It's God that visited him. As the truth. See, peace has come upon him since he found the message. He's now relaxed and he's ready, telling God, you cannot take me home. I have found it. And you here, you are joking with your own. Some of you come to this church by timetable. This month, I come first Sunday. I come second Sunday every month. The remaining Sunday, where do you go? Mama must work now. God will help us. I have a message from the Lord. Listen to the musicians.
Thank you.
And show your neighbor. Say, look and live. See where you go look here. See where you go look. Look, look, look that book. Look that book and live. Look, look, look inside. And you will live.